KXEI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit and chat a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Alyssa Little. What are you working on these days?
I'm working on the Navajo Healthy Stomach Project.
Tell me more.
It's really exciting so far. This is a pilot study. It is funded by NACP, and my mentor is Dr. Robin Harris. She's very wonderful, and I love it so much. I kind of was acting as the field team interviewer as well as the project planner. I helped with the recruiting process. In order to select a sample, we had to identify our population, and we did that by identifying households using Google Maps and ArcGIS Online, which is a mapping software that a lot of public health and other health professionals use. Once we pinned those houses, we did a method called reverse geocoding. With that, we found our directions, and then we had to do ground truthing, which is a process where we verify homes. We did three different surveys. One was a food frequency questionnaire, the other was an individual questionnaire, and then the next one was an initial household questionnaire. That was going to help us visualize how they saw H. pylori and if anyone in their family had H. pylori. So we also wanted to know their lifestyle habits as well. The last one that I thought was really interesting was a urea breath test, which is UBT for short. And this helps us indicate if there's some type of H. pylori infection.
The symptoms that you would describe would be like ulcer symptoms or?
Yeah, it would be ulcer symptoms. So you would feel like very nauseous, upset stomach, bloating, you're burping all the time. It is something to make yourself aware of.
You're just collecting information and promoting awareness of it.
Yeah.
And so how long do you think it'll take for you to complete this project, or will it go on?
This summer, we're going to be visiting three communities already. In the fall, we'll just be entering data and doing our analysis so that we can prepare for if we want to expand the project.
What do you think you'll do after you graduate?
I'm graduating this December. This fall, I'm going to be applying for graduate schools to go next fall. I'm also studying for my CHESS, which is the Community Health Education Specialist exam, so I can be like a health educator, and then I can go back for my master's.
That sounds a little bit like what you're doing now.
Yeah.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yes. I mostly listen to country just because that's how I grew up listening to country with my mom and my grandparents.
It's nice to listen to things that bring you back to a place and time.
Yeah. Especially since I don't really see them often, I listen to country a lot. I usually listen to older country, Waylon Jennings. Mm-hmm. I listen to folk music too. I like that. It's more soothing for me.
Thank you so much for coming to KXEI.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh, of course.